says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Hey, we're back. We're in the woods here, folks. The woman and the kids and the dogs and me with a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive. Right here, the Trump phenomenon up in North Dakota, the least visited state in America. And long may it so remain. Except those of you that want to come up here for some freedom, please. And a bunch of you have. So there is more freedom here than not 100%, but it's better here than it is in some areas. And if you need to get out of where you are, this is not a bad place to go. And I have a bunch of friends up here who over the many years have heard me on the radio saying just that. And I've had them call me up saying, hey, Kelso, we're coming up the interstate here. We're pretty near your town here. What do we do now? I've loaned him money for given him money for a motel, helped him get off the interstate, figure out where they are. And they landed good jobs here, and they're living up here and raising families. So North Dakota is Trump country. I'll tell you that. As are places like Wyoming and West Virginia, Tennessee, these places are Trump country. Let's go to a phone caller right now. Then we're going to go back to Tucker Carlson. Let's go to James in Vancouver. James, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
Hey, James. Hey, are you gonna have time to listen in on some of our weeknight shows, our new schedule?
Yeah, I was going to say congratulations on your new programming schedule there. What I wanted to comment about is this is a typical Chi-Com trick to humiliate the defendant in the court of public opinion, putting him in leg irons, and they're saying, see, mother, he's dangerous, see, like that. This is a psychological warfare trick.
You tip off the CNN film crew in advance. You make sure the CNN film crew is there to get it on national news. Right, exactly. It's Chi-Com all the way. Yeah.
Right, no, so you're right. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, somebody
forgive
me, folks. It might be the present caller. It could be somebody else. I forget some of these things, so I appreciate all of your help out there. But one of the listeners to this show has actually witnessed in China people being paraded down the street in the back of a truck with a banner hung around their neck about on their way to their own firing squad. That is the norm in China, and it still is today. The people who led the repression of the Chinese people at Tiananmen Square, they're still in charge. The people that made those decisions then are making the decisions now. But as James says, humiliating people, they have a term in China, the struggle session, where you get the person who dares to think for him or herself, who disagrees with the party, the CCP, and you shout them down. You humiliate them. You beat them. Beat them to a pulp. You damage their family members. You threaten and hurt their family members. Imagine the effect of that, folks. And this is something that really, you know, I mean, the most evil people that have ever existed. Imagine this, that a repressive, that's too mild a word. Think of some four-letter word to describe these people. They bring in your family and torture your family in front of you. That's as low as you can go, folks. That's the bottom. You can't go any lower than that. That's China. That's Red China. And that's going to become America, because Red China is taking over in America. There are many things they now control. Much of what you see happening, and I would like to hear James's comment on this, much of what you see happening, for instance, the feverish hysteria to hate Russia, war with Russia. We need war with Russia. We need to go all the way. Like Lindsey Graham, that stupid little wimp in a tutu, Lindsey Graham, you know, saying we need to execute Vladimir Putin. We need to destroy the Russian army. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you who may be pulling Lindsey Graham's chain string. China. China wants this hostility with Russia. China wants Americans to start a war with Russia. That benefits China. China, the Chinese CCP, folks, is very, very sophisticated. They use women. What did they use with Eric Swalwell? Okay? They use the seductive woman. What did they do with Dianne Feinstein? They use the handsome man. Okay? They use money. They use bribery. They use threats. They use violence. They use fingernails being pulled out. They use every trick and tool of terror. And are they going to announce it? Are they going to tell you they're doing it? No, you've got to use your own eyes and your own brain, and you've got to figure it out. Why are they trying to start a war with Russia? Who benefits? China benefits. They want us. America should be allied. The American people, European people, should be allied with the great Russian European people. It's the greatest combo. It should have been an alliance for the last several hundred years. The Bolsheviks first broke it up, but now it's the Chinese communists and the American communists who are trying to pit America against Russia. We're all being, tricked in walking into World War III. James, you go ahead. Your comment on some of that.
Well, this is part and parcel of what's been going on for the last 40-some years since the opening to China. You see, probably the average perception, the average American has the perception, they're remembering things like, oh yeah, Nixon and Kissinger and Reagan. They're all saying great things about China. And they have that mindset still to be optimistic. And Xi Jinping lived in America, and they use these images of a long time ago. But now policy has changed. And the Chinese Communist Party, their policy is to become aggressive and take what they believe is theirs, like the South China Sea, Taiwan, all of these, North China Sea, you see. They're being aggressive in the Pacific. They're being aggressive in Africa. And now the idea is to use psychological warfare in the United States, humiliate Peter Navarro because they want to get at Trump, you see. So this is the strategy for the election in the fall. And we should be on our knees praying every day on the radio out loud, something like the Our Father, so we can get people, make them aware of how evil is encroaching on the White House and the Congress once again, you see.
Right. And let me fill that in. What James is saying there, folks, is so perceptive. Think of this when he says things have changed. All of you, except the youngest among you, remember 26 years ago. That's 1996. Yeah, 1996, 26 years ago. For older people like me, that's yesterday. I remember very well. I was already over the hill in 1996. 26 years ago, I'm 74 now. So I was just almost 50 years old. Okay? Now, what was going on in 1996? What was your perception of China? Do you realize that to show you how much the theft of America, the treason, how far the gangrene has gone? In 1996, let me ask you, ladies and gentlemen, which economy was bigger, Italy or China? Italy or Red China? Which had more industrial production, more gross domestic product, more wealth? Which one? Yeah, you can tell from my rhetorical question. Italy. Italy was bigger than China in 1996. Do you realize now, 26 years later, one of the hundreds of cities in China has more domestic product than Italy? Italy is, I don't know what the ratio is now, but Italy is Italy is a bump on the log compared to China. China is huge now. They have vacuumed up your money, your jobs, your factories, your patents, your inventions, your industrial methods, your military secrets. They have all been China. The Communist Chinese Party is like a giant malicious vacuum cleaner, which has vacuumed everything out of your pockets and out of your country, and wants to finish off by pulling the blood out of your circulatory system. They want you dead. They're their own term. The Chinese, their own term in their Mandarin, I don't know how to say it in Mandarin, but it's unrestricted warfare. They have been engaged in unrestricted warfare since 1949, but continuously. In the Korean War, that was unrestricted warfare. Today, it is unrestricted warfare. It means they are at war on everything. If they're trying to open a corn mill in your town, which they are in my town here, it's part of unrestricted warfare. It's not a commercial venture. There are no such thing as Chinese businessmen. Doesn't exist, boys and girls. If the Chinese student doesn't exist, an independent Chinese student who is as part of his, he's sitting at home there in Shanghai, and he's, you know, he's 18 years old, and he's trying to decide where to go to university, and he says, I could go to Shanghai University. No, I think I'm going to go to MIT. I want to go to MIT, Mom. Can I go to MIT, please, Mom? No, that doesn't happen. That every Chinese student in your local American university right now was signed, sealed, and delivered, approved, and reviewed in detail by the Chinese Communist Party. I guarantee it, without exception, every single one of them. And they are all on a string, on a very short leash. If they show any sign, they have a monitor. Every single one of them has a monitor, a specific person whose job it is to check on them regularly and to monitor and to secretly observe them, to make inquiries. And if this person who's sucking up during the day what they're doing at night at your university is they're copying, memorizing, stealing everything, every technological thing they can find, every bit of knowledge and skill that they can vacuum up. That's their job. But if they show the slightest deviance, that's the communist term, if they deviate, they will be back on the next flight to Shanghai. And they will never come back to America again, and they'll be lucky if it doesn't get a whole lot worse for them, including disappearing, depending on what sort of deviation they showed. And their family will be punished. And that's why they don't deviate, because their mother's back in Shanghai, and their father, and their cousins, and their brother, and their dearly beloved sister, and their grandparents. They're all back there in Shanghai, and they know their fingernails will be pulled out if they go renegade in America. You would have concurred, James, wouldn't you?
Yeah, how it works is you get the party people at the university where you're at in America will say, we have word your mother is sick or your father is sick. And then, of course, they hop on the airplane. That's how they get them back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mom and dad is not sick. Mom and dad right. are, you know, you're back. And then the secret police come.
Exactly. Right. So, folks, and how many, now, ladies and gentlemen, how many of these wonderful, oh, we're so diverse in America. We love everyone, you know. All we are saying, pound the drum,
right.
is give peace a chance. Go, John Lennon. No,
right.
Wake up. Stop smoking that stuff, John Lennon. No, they're here as part of unrestricted warfare. Now, each and every student is not fully apprised of the plan. That's something. Everything in communism, here, I'm going to give you a little communism 101 primer here, folks. In communism, everything is compartmentalized so that the party apparatchiks, the higher ups, the inner circle, the inner party Yes, they do know most of the plan. And the higher you go in the party, the higher, the more complete your picture of the plan is. But as you go down, it's compartmentalized. So you know what you are supposed to know and not more. So your job, let's say at the university, is you go in there, you go into the engineering department, and we want the plans for this airplane. We want the specs. Go in on this incredible industrial equipment, the scientific equipment. Go in there with your micrometer. We want you to mic all this equipment and take pictures of it. And we want samples of the steel, because this is amazing steel these Americans are using, et cetera, et cetera. Your job is to go in and get all this stuff. And that's it. And you, each week you're checked. Did you get, did you get something for us this week? What did you get, Comrade Wu? And then they're rated, and you go get it. And you may only be partly aware of what you're doing. It's compartmentalized. So the they are another word the Chinese use is hegemon. They view, James alluded to this, they view China, their view, now watch out for people that are delusional. The Chinese Communist Party, these people are nuts. They are mad with power. They view China as the great hegemon that should be, you talk about racists, they view us as running dogs. They have nothing but contempt for Americans. They view us as slobs, drinking, beer-bellied, people stumbling around, doped up, oversexed, completely depraved. They love this. They love viewing America as such a worthless, trash civilization that it needs to be wiped out. Realize this, that people that want to kill you, they need to first diminish you. They have to realize, think that you are a running dog, and that you're just putting a dog out of its misery. That's the way they view us. So they're not going to have trouble having a nuclear war against us. If it's convenient for them, if they think they're going to be safe enough in their underground cities, which they have entire cities in China that are underground now. If the Communist Party hierarchy feels we can survive this, we can sit it out, we can weather it, they will have no trouble murdering you and me and James and all the rest of us, because we're running worthless dogs. They also fantasize that they're victims, that we are the horrible people that oppressed China. We did really bad things back at the time of the Boxer Rebellion, at the time of the Opium Wars. We were doing terrible colonial things. We were nasty, nasty white people. All this inflated, exaggerated, overblown, you know, every little hurt or injury, and they amplify it in China. They make movies about it. They all know about it, that we're the horrible, wicked Westerners, and they are the wonderful, virtuous Chinese, whatever they call themselves, the Middle Kingdom or the great hegemon that should be ruling over all the earth. This is what they eat it up. And we're just dumb bunnies that walk into it. And you talked about Kissinger and Nixon and that whole thing, the opening to China. What nuttiness. Back in 96, folks, this is what I remind the audience of here, that you just aren't going to remember, okay? Back when I was a boy, maybe James too, but when I was a boy, the amount of trade that we had with Red China, we always called it Red China because that's what it was, the actual real Chinese government had been run out by the communists. The trade with Red China was against the law. It was against the law. There was no trade with Red China. And Red China was dirt poor. They didn't have any big industry. They didn't have any great science. They didn't have 10 times the engineers that we have. 10 times, 1,000%. That's our status right now. We have 1/10 of the engineering. Hey, James, thank you for calling, buddy. We'll see you again tomorrow. We'll see you in our weeknight show, James.
All righty, you got it. Take care.
All right, we'll be back, folks. We'll be back, folks.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214, or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my
thing. Hey. Thanks for tuning us in, folks. Thanks for James for calling in. And anybody else that wants to call in, please do at 512-248-8252. I'll tell you something. I'll play the last minute and a half of Tucker Carlson. But one thing you'll notice about Tucker Carlson that's fun for you as an audience, you love to listen to somebody who never says or If you listen to some of even your favorite people, it's very annoying to your mind to hear all that stuttering, that rhetorical stuttering that goes on. I don't know how well I'm doing. I aspire to get better at it, but Tucker Carlson is perfect. His delivery, it's so exciting and fun for a powerful mind to listen to Tucker Carlson's powerful mind just buzzing through the concepts. No slowdown, no detours, right on target. Bing, bing, bing. That's something I aspire to do pretty well on that on this show. Steve Bannon is that way. I'll play a bit of him right after this. Let's finish. Here, listen for it as you listen to Tucker Carlson. Tell me, do you hear any or rhetorical wandering? It's so irritating to your mind. He gets right to the point and hits it. Now I have to find him. Here he is. Let's just finish up this monologue.
Was it a conspiracy?
I think certainly. I mean, look, if you look at the court filings,
it was a conspiracy.
I do. It is extremely broad.
Liz Cheney.
It's extremely well organized. It's really chilling.
Oh, it's really chilling. What's really chilling is when the Kennedy gets to arrest people, not because they violated meaningful laws or pose a threat to the United States, but because their politics are unacceptable, because they have given the finger to people like Liz Cheney. Is Liz Cheney okay with that? The upholder of democracy. We texted Liz Cheney on Friday and said, are you okay with this? They just arrested a 72-year-old man who did nothing wrong. Doesn't that cross some kind of line? Are you going to stand up and say something about it? She didn't respond. The January 6th committee has just hired a former producer of Good Morning America called James Goldston. He'll be overseeing the committee's primetime hearings on Thursday night. So the show trial now has a production crew. And of course, we'll be covering that in great detail on Thursday. By arresting Peter Navarro, they're hoping to shut up one of the most vocal critics before it begins. Subscribe.
There you go. That guy is just, yeah, that's why he's in my pantheon of patriot geniuses, Tucker Carlson. And it's, you know, Fox is so full of people who are never Trumpers, like the incredible, what's her name? Dana, help me, audience, former press secretary for George Bush, Dana Perino. She hates Donald Trump. And she's, you know, she's all over Fox. She's on all the panels and she has her own show and so on. And she takes every little shot she can at Donald Trump. Fox is riddled with these people. But somehow, out of all of that, Tucker Carlson emerged like a phoenix from the ashes. Tucker Carlson emerged, and his show is so successful that their impulse to cancel him hasn't been fulfilled. They can't do it. They're going to lose too much money, too many hundreds of millions of dollars if they cancel Tucker Carlson. If he keeps going the way he's going, and if Fox, the Murdochs who own it, keep going the way they're going, this town ain't big enough for the two of them. It's going to go one way or the other. I think Tucker's the one that's going to have to leave. And when he does, let's make sure we all go with him so that wherever he goes, booms very bigly. And Fox pays a price for letting their star go. Let me play another. Let's go to another superstar, Steve Bannon. Now, let's just do a little bit of recall on Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon was a wonderful time when he came into the White House with Donald Trump in 2017. Newly elected Donald Trump had Steve Bannon as the CEO of his campaign and close advisor, senior, top guy. It was wonderful. And Steve Bannon was given great advice to Donald Trump. That was a wonderful moment. Then somewhere, somebody got sideways. Now, the thing that happened over and over again in the early Trump and throughout all the Trump years is that the enemies of America, people like Liz Cheney, worked overtime to divide patriots from each other, to badmouth patriots. Like, how would you do that? You go on a whispering campaign with Donald Trump saying bad things about Steve Bannon. And then you do the same thing, say bad things about Trump to Steve Bannon. Try to get the two separated. They succeeded, but they're back. They're back together. We'll take a little break here and I'll come right back with Steve Bannon.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Biden claimed ignorance on Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Yesterday, referring to the baby formula shortage, President Biden said,
"I don't think anybody anticipated the impact of the shutdown of one facility, the Abbott facility."
Seriously? You shut down the facility responsible for 40% of the domestic baby formula manufacturing and didn't anticipate a 40% shortage? You don't have to be Nostradamus to predict that outcome. Maybe there was a legitimate reason for the shutdown, but you left the facility closed for months with no plan of how to reopen it. To make matters even worse, you shut down the plant during a supply chain crisis, so supplementing supply with imports was nearly impossible. President Biden, between this fiasco and your support of abortion on demand, it's starting to look like you just like killing babies. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Pacem Parabellum.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be.
We're back, folks.
I went through life, my ways were fast.
Thanks for tuning us in.
And many times I played.
You're listening to the Trump phenomenon.
I found my thoughts had
about 25 minutes left to go in today's show.
The truth in what she said. Any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool.
Alrighty.
What will be will be.
Here you go. Here we are, folks. And this is the Trump Phenomenon radio show. And just to announce to people who missed the beginning of the show, we have an expanded schedule starting tomorrow night. From 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, that's 8 to 9 Central Time, that's my time, 7 to 8 Mountain Time, 6 to 7 Pacific Time. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. And I'm still awaiting a phone call from somebody who knows what time it'll be in Hawaii. We've got some listeners in Hawaii. But we'll be on Monday through Friday, 5 nights a week. You can enjoy the Trump Phenomenon radio show with yours truly, James Kelso, for a one-hour program, 5 nights a week. And we'll carry that all the way through to Donald Trump's victory in November of 2024. and his swearing in January 20th of 2025. We'll all be hooting and hollering right here when that happens, and I think it's going to happen. I think if it doesn't happen, what could intercede? World War III? And the left, of course, is demonic enough that they would do that. That they thought Donald Trump would be back January of 2025, starting a World War III to prevent that, from preventing return of patriotism to America. Yeah, they'd be willing to do that. These are evil people, very, very evil people. And of course, things are going to heat up. Now, I checked on DonaldJTrump.com. That's the go-to place to find out event schedule for Donald Trump. And as of right now, no event is scheduled for our president at DonaldJTrump.com. So I wish it were otherwise. I'm wishing for a Trump event every week. And it's going to heat up. Trust me, as we get closer to the election, and, you know, what do we have here? We have the rest of June, then July, August, September, October. We only have 4 full months between now and the November election. That time is passing very rapidly. And can you believe how wonderful? We'll celebrate right here, all of us together, that November night, first week of November, when the Republicans, and more importantly, the MAGA Republicans take the House. And in some ways, for the first time, because when Trump won in 2016, the MAGA Republicans were not in full control of the Republican Party. Remember, Paul Ryan was the Speaker of the House. Paul Ryan is a never, never Trumper. So there were only 2 years there of Republican control of the House. Paul Ryan blew it. He made sure the Republicans lost their majority in 2018. That brought in Nancy Pelosi. And then Brian Kemp, the rhino governor of Georgia, he made sure that 2 Republican seats were lost in Georgia, so that the Republicans lost the Senate as well. Good job, Brian Kemp, you piece of garbage, and Brad Raffensperger, you fellow piece of garbage, both of whom cheated their way to re-election just a few weeks ago in an obviously fraudulent Georgia election. Obvious voter fraud, just glaring, blatant. And now you see part of the logic for the rhino. And he might as well be a CC. Let's call Brian Kemp a CCP man. Let's call Brad Raffensperger a CCP man. Because they might as well be. Whether they're useful idiots or stooges, they might as well. They're doing the work of the Chinese Communist Party. They are traitors to America. They are traitors to our people. But anyway, so as I say, when Republicans take the House in November coming up, less than 5 months from now, they will be taking it really for the first time. The MAGA Republicans will be in control. We'll get a MAGA speaker. Now, is Kevin McCarthy going to be the Speaker of the House again? Oh, God, I don't know. I hope not. I hope the Republicans will vote for a real MAGA speaker. But there will be, the MAGAs will be in much more control of the House. And if the Senate is also regained, okay, we've got Mitch McConnell, Mr. Rhino, Mr. CCP, married to Elaine Chao, of Chinese People's Liberation Army money fame. Hopefully, and President Trump has hit so hard. He has spoken so forcefully to the Republican Party, please, please offload the turtle, Mitch McConnell. Please, please get this rhino out of the controlling position in the Senate. What is wrong with you? So watch President Trump working so hard on that. But if the MAGA Republicans then become dominant in the Senate and the House, now we're talking about getting something done. Now, the situation will have worsened in the meanwhile. Yes, that's better, but everything else will be worse. Have you seen the hordes coming up through Mexico? The streams of people, 50 people wide for miles, as far as the eye can see in either direction. Crowds of 10, 20, 50, hundreds of thousands of people swarming into our country with no border. Completely nuts. Complete, and of course, but from the point of view of the Chinese Communist Party, wonderful. It's wonderful. It's exactly what the Chinese Communist Party wants. Open borders to America. Weaken America. Unrestricted warfare. Weaken America in every possible way. Anything you can do. Destroy their industry. Destroy their morale. Destroy their media. Destroy everything. Destroy their cities. Destroy their police departments. Destroy their law, destroy their courts, destroy everything, destroy their internet. It's unrestricted, full warfare in every department. The Chinese communists don't have a narrow view of what war is. They don't see war as being something the army does. They see war as something that all of their Chinese students are part of unrestricted warfare. Come on, wake up, dumb bunnies. And all these universities, oh, these university presidents are so thrilled. They're getting so much money from their Chinese science, technology, engineering, and math students. Oh, so much money from those flight school students. They're paying full tuition, not in-state tuition, not reduced. Oh, they're paying full tuition. Oh, it's so wonderful. The money, oh, the money, yeah, the money, the 20 pieces of silver. You sellouts, you worthless, stinking sellouts. You have campuses that are rolling in money. You don't need money. You're not short of money. You're the best funded institution in America. Probably 10 times what we should be spending on these stupid damn universities that stink to high heaven, that are poisoning our children, that are almost without exception corrupt and anti-American, almost without exception. Find me a patriotic university in America. I challenge you, name one. The phones are open. Name a pro-American university in America other than Liberty University. And one or two others. Oh, we're getting that money from the Chinese students. What is that? Isn't that what a whore does? I'm getting money. Of course I do what I'm asked. I'm getting, these are good, crisp $20 bills. $100 bills I'm getting. Oh, my goodness. What's wrong with servicing that? That's what our universities are. They're servicing Red China. Get on your knees, university president. Service China. That's what you do. You're disgusting. So, I'll tell you somebody who's on to them. Now, I just bought a book that I recommend everybody to buy. I became aware of this book through warroom.org. These are references I'm giving you to, you know, we got to find the few places we have, like Republic Broadcasting, to get truth. Warroom.org, WARROOM. Spell the way it sounds, one word, warroom.org. Please remember that web address. Please add it to your favorites. That is the place where you will find Stephen Kevin Bannon. with brilliant career, brilliant man. Don't believe any of the nonsense, anybody that badmouths this guy. It's the same as the badmouthing of Donald Trump. This guy is brilliant. His career, his life is brilliant. And most importantly, whatever he did in the past, which was brilliant, but what he's doing now is brilliant. It is patriotic. It is brave. Stephen K. Bannon, warroom.org. Now, he made, because I pay attention there at warroom.org, and because I watch Stephen Bannon, here's another place to watch him. Here's a network that you may be unaware of. Let me, Real America's Voice. Real America's Voice. Now, I managed to get that. I mean, you got to get this stuff by hook or by crook. I went out and bought myself a Roku, R-O-K-U, a Roku device. It's just this little tiny box that plugs into an HDMI port on your smart TV. I called up my cable company and canceled my cable. I cut the cable. You've heard that, haven't you? Cut the cable. I thought, you know, can you do that? I mean, aren't you going to be deprived if you cut? No. I called up my cable company. I had a big, fat, expensive cable TV plan. I said, turn it off. Don't turn off the internet. I want to keep the internet. That's the key. You got to stay on the internet, folks. Don't cancel that one. Same company provides me with my internet, cable internet, as provides me with my cable TV. It's two separate functions entirely. Just cancel your cable TV. You don't need it. Don't pay them the money. They don't put the Patriot stations on. The cable companies are heavily politically correct. So I canceled that and I went out and got a Roku stick instead because I had sort of heard somewhere or was aware that if I put the Roku, plugged it into my smart TV, that Roku stick will pull through the internet connection that I still have, will pull in channels and stations that are Patriot. And in fact, that's what happens with my Roku stick. I get One America News, OAN. I get Newsmax. I get Real America's Voice. That's the best of those three. Real America's Voice. And the best of the best, of Real America's Voice is the War Room show hosted by Stephen K. Bannon, which is on twice a day. It's brilliant. So you want to, I don't have a clip of Stephen Bannon's voice right here to play it for you, but I'll see if I can't get that before we close out. I won't have time. But anyway, he alerted me to another brilliant hero, a little bit slightly different sort of hero. Now, Bannon is a right-winger like all of us. Tucker Carlson, of course, right-winger like all of us. Here's another one who's not a right-winger. Naomi Wolf. Naomi Wolf, W-O-L-F. I just bought a book of hers, by her, that was just published. And let me go look it up for you here. I even ordered, she so impresses me. Now, this is a woman with impeccable liberal heretofore liberal credentials. She hasn't been a right-winger in her career, but she's a person of great integrity and brain power. And somebody with great integrity and brain power, I don't care what kind of liberal past or upbringing they've had, they are going to come to patriot conclusions. I mean, ipso facto, if they don't, they're not real intelligent and they don't have great integrity. But Naomi Wolf has both. Now listen, here's her book. Let me find it. Let me take a look at it here. It's called The Bodies of Others. This is a book you want to get. Unusual title. The Bodies of Others by Naomi Wolf. I bought a signed, I didn't buy it on Amazon. You can buy it there. But if you want to get, if you want to send the money directly to Naomi Wolf and not to Amazon, let me go to her website. I will find it here. It's going to be in here. Sure, it's going to be in here somewhere. That's not it. That's not it. Oh, what's the name of her publisher? The same people that published Peter Navarro book and who publish. How did I lose that page? How did I do it? Well, I ordered it from her publisher, and that was, in so doing, I was able to get the signed copy. Now, here's some good news. Naomi Wolf was worried that her book was being so heavily censored by Amazon that she wasn't going to be able to sell it. But they, probably because she has been on the Steve Bannon show and made such a ruckus, here she is. She's number four on Amazon. It says new listing, first week. I got the signed copy through the publisher. I don't have it here. I hate to send you to Amazon. What is the name of her publisher? My goodness. Oh, shame on you, Kelso. Oh, we'll take a break. Maybe I'll have it for you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. Like the show.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day. And in times of emergency, we have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Our last Sunday show, at least for the foreseeable future, we're shifting to a Monday through Friday format, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. Hope to see you there tomorrow night from 9 to 10 Eastern, adjust for your own time zone. But we're going to have a lot of fun. And I'll tell you what, it's going to become rip-roaring as the president gets engaged more deeply in the 2022 election, as the Republicans win that election. Some of your frustration out there, folks, is going to abate, and then we go to 2024. We'll all be here right here when Donald Trump wins, barring World War III and the incineration of all of us. So thank you for being here on this last show. And I do have for you, those of you that were wondering about Naomi Wolf's book, which I didn't even get a chance to describe. Naomi Wolf is a liberal, former liberal, who really loves freedom. That's a kind of liberal that used to exist. It's kind of an extinct species. She's one of them. And her book is The Bodies of Others. And you can get it at allseasonspress.com. Let me find it. This is where I bought it. Allseasonspress.com. Spell the way it sounds. Allseasonspress.com. And you want to buy The Bodies of Others in this incredible book. She does this. Let me find it for you. We're running out of time here. But she says, our pre-March 2020 world is gone forever, irretrievable. We're in league with mass surrender to all-powerful technology. The restrictions against human assembly, speech and gathering, culture and worship brought on by pandemic panic have brought new cultural norms frighteningly at odds with traditional Western notions of freedom and independent thought. She says, we in the West today live in a world of CCP-style regimentation and conformity. It goes on, gets better from there. That was the blurb she wrote for her own book. So allseasonspress.com. There you can get the book published by probably a Patriot. I know it's a Patriot, you know, self-publishing operation. So the money will actually go to the Patriot who wrote the book and not to Jeff Bezos. With that, we're kind of wrapping up here. Thank you, everybody who called in. And let me just see here if we're, my message board is clear. So we're free to sail off into the sunset. And I'm really looking forward to our new format. And I'll bring you all the best of everything good that I can find. The latest on the Trump phenomenon. Latest on the Patriot cause. And of course, I emphasize the Trump phenomenon simply because Donald Trump is the leader of this movement, of which you, everybody out there, every one of you that hears the sound of my voice, unless you're some strange bird listening to an enemy show, you are all part of this movement. No matter what your degree of enthusiasm for Donald Trump, he is the leader of our movement. I, of course, am right up there, 100% level of enthusiasm for Donald John Trump. And most of the rest of you are as well. And that's a very important aspect of our movement, is that we do have such fervor, because we're going to need something if we're going to pull off the miracle of winning back our freedom. And we do have to win it back, folks, because it is lost. Right now, we are at the bottom of a deep mine, a collapsed mine. But with that big bad John putting his shoulder to a sagging oak timber, we may see a light up above, and we may work our way out of a would-be grave. So that's what we'll be doing for the next 2 years. And, you know, talk about living in an exciting time. How much of what of our future is going to be decided here in the next few months, really? An awful lot of it. We're not going to have to wait 10 years to stay tuned for the outcome of this story. We're there. What do they call it? The OK Corral. We're at the showdown here in the OK Corral. So this we're going to win or lose in the darn near future. I didn't even get a chance to talk about all the issues on which this show has done so well over the years, thanks to you folks out there. But from the scamdemic to the immigration invasion, the medical dictatorship, World War III, we've gotten it right. I don't recall any really wrong calls here on this show. I think we can be very proud of ourselves, and you out there in the audience can be proud of yourselves. We've got it right. and we'll continue to do that. And I don't know how big a part of the Patriot pushback we are. I don't know how big we are. It's just hard to tell. But all of us doing all we can, reaching as many people as we can. You reach all the people you can. Send all the links you can. Support things like the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support people like Carlson and Bannon and everything you can find. Find a way to support it, and and let your friends know, your family. Don't be shy. Those days are gone when we could be shy and think, oh, what will people say? Hell with what people will say. This is life or death, and it's the future for, most importantly, our children and their descendants forever. It's a long time. See you then. So long.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.